radiation@rpa.gov.zm. Radiation Protection Authority, a credible regulator ensuring a radiation-safe environment and proud sponsor of the Hot FM News Bulletin.
The Hot FM Main News.
Good evening and thank you so much for staying with us. It's now time for the News Bulletin at 18 hours. The headlines: former Labour Minister backs continuous reforms in pensions sector. Caritas says that church divided on speaking against injustice. And in international news, Iranian attacks across Gulf continue as major industrial sites hit.
The Hot FM News with Mwanza Mwanakaoma.
Now the news in detail. Former Labour Minister Austin Liatto has urged the government to maintain momentum in implementing pension reforms, saying continuous improvements are essential to strengthening the country's social security system. In an interview, Mr. Liatto said that pension reforms must remain an ongoing process to address emerging challenges and ensure retirees receive adequate and timely benefits. He has noted that the UPND administration has made notable progress in reforming the pension sector, adding that such efforts should be sustained. Mr. Liatto has emphasized that continued reforms will help build a more resilient and efficient pension system that meets the needs of workers in both the public and private sectors.
That remains always a challenge, but you can see that there's some progress which was made in the direction of NAPSA. Those decisions which were made to allow people getting part payment of their monies have, of course, made a difference. So the need for reforms is a continuous process, and we can always ask them or urge them to continue along that trajectory.
Caritas Zambia says the church is currently divided into two groups, those willing to challenge authority and speak against injustice, and those who are not interested in doing so. Caritas Executive Director Father Gabriel Mapulanga explains that leadership should not only be praised but also guided, noting that the authorities need to be helped by being told both what is right and what is wrong in society. He says the church has a responsibility to remain truthful by highlighting both positive and negative issues, stressing that this is the only way to build a credible and just society. And Father Mapulanga has further warned the church against adopting political slogans, stating that doing so compromises its integrity and moral standing.
This is the situation that we have today. The church, if we take it in general, divided into two. Those who are able to challenge, the authorities who are able to point out the injustice that may be there, and those who are not interested in challenging the authority. We think that the authorities need to be helped. They don't need to be told only good things. We need to point out what is wrong, and also to point out what is good. And we don't think the church should be acting that way. So the church, in my opinion, shouldn't adopt such slogans and make them their own. No.
The Zambia Institute of Procurement and Supply has called on government to compel oil marketing companies to establish underground fuel storage reserves as a safeguard against supply disruptions. In an interview, ZIP's president Daniel Kabamba said the move would help cushion Zambia from fuel shortages during periods of global uncertainty. Mr. Kabamba has explained that current geopolitical tensions in the Middle East pose a significant risk to global fuel supply chains, making it increasingly difficult for countries like Zambia to procure fuel as easily as before. He has noted that without strategic reserves, the country remains vulnerable to external shocks that could disrupt supply and negatively impact the economy.
So what you are trying to do is to encourage the filling station owners that they must start extending. It could work very expensive this time around, but in the long term it will work. Start having other underground and surface storage tanks so that we have got enough feedstock and even from the Ministry of Energy, that should be the priority, is to make sure that all these filling stations, it should be one of the KPIs that even ERB as they are moving, that's how to ensure that these filling stations have extra fuel, you know, in stock.
A 30-year-old unemployed man of Lusaka has been convicted and committed to the Lusaka High Court for sentencing after he was found guilty of defiling his 12-year-old grade 5 neighbor, whom he said he intended to marry this year. Lusaka resident magistrate Kawama Mamfuli said in a judgment delivered on Friday that the accused had no reason to believe that the child was above 16 years because the evidence shows that he and the girl were neighbors and that he must have been in consistent contact with the girl and family and as such knew her correct age. Ms. Mamfuli said the accused had an idea of the exact age of the girl he sexually abused and ruled out his defense and that she looked old according to her body size. The accused was charged with one count of defilement of a child. He, on July 28, 2025, had unlawful carnal knowledge of a child below the age of 16 years. Magistrate Mamfuli found the accused guilty as charged and convicted him accordingly. Ms. Mamfuli committed the convict to the High Court for mitigation and sentencing because she had no jurisdiction to sentence the convict.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
Access Bank Zambia has reaffirmed its commitment to advancing women's economic empowerment and financial inclusion, calling for bold and deliberate action to unlock opportunities for young women and girls countrywide. Speaking during the Young Women's Economic Empowerment and Wealth Creation Conference, convened in collaboration with the Non-Governmental Gender Organizations Coordinating Council, Access Bank Zambia Board Director Mildred Kaunda emphasized the importance of transforming women economic empowerment dialogue into meaningful action. And Ministry of Justice Director Governance and Planning Elizabeth Silongwe said government has placed young women and girls at the center of economic transformation. And NGOCC Vice Board Chairperson Mwaka Mlenga commended Access Bank for its efforts to uplift the lives of young women and girls. The conference brought together key stakeholders from government, civil society and the private sector to deliberate on practical pathways for empowering young women economically and strengthening their participation in Zambia's development. This is according to a statement issued by Access Bank Head of Corporate Communications, Alice Mwela.
The news continues after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The top international news.
Gulf nations reported a series of attacks as the U.S.-Israel war against Iran entered its fifth week, including strikes on major industrial infrastructure. The United Arab Emirates said a number of people had been injured in an Iranian strike on a key aluminium plant in Abu Dhabi, with significant damage reported by operator Emirates Global Aluminium. Meanwhile, state-controlled Aluminium Bahrain said two employees were wounded by an Iranian attack on one of the world's largest aluminium smelting facilities. The BBC has more on other global stories.
Accused the United States of secretly plotting a ground invasion despite talking about diplomatic efforts to end the war. In a post on social media, Mohammed Bagheer Ghalibaf said Iranian troops are waiting for American soldiers to attack so they can rain fire on them. U.S. Central Command has confirmed that the warship USS Tripoli has arrived in the region with several thousand military personnel on board. Param Gobadi from the BBC's Persian service says the speaker now plays a pivotal role. Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps says it has carried out a wave of strikes against American and Israeli targets in memory of the three Lebanese journalists killed in an Israeli airstrike on Saturday. A funeral's been held for them in southern Lebanon. Earlier, Israel also said it carried out airstrikes across Iran. According to Iranian state media, at least 15 people were killed. Italy's Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni's criticized Israel for preventing the Latin Patriarch of